Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Happy Friday. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yeah,
We're checking in this Friday morning. How is everyone's vibe? Let us know.
585-252-9800. Breeze, some of our friends are here early this morning.
Yes, they are.
We love to see it. What's up?
Couldn't be them missing good vibes.
No.
Couldn't be them checking in.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's see who those people are exactly. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Soda's checking in. My vibes are great. Nate and I are kid-free this weekend.
Hey-o.
Going on a date tonight. Enjoy your weekend, guys. Thank you so much.
Look at you guys popping off a little Applebee's action.
Oh, a dream. Good morning, guys. It's Candy Andy. Vibes are good, even though I have to work this weekend, but I'm going to make the best of it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and weekend. Was wondering if he could make a song request, Abracadabra by Lady Gaga.
Sure.
We'll work on that.
Sure, buddy.
Love you so much. Thank you.
Can I ask, where did the name Candy Andy come from?
Did we make it up, or did... He made it up himself.
No, that's not from us. We're not that clever.
I don't know. Let us know.
Yeah.
Candy. The Candyman. And then Jess is here. She says, hey guys, vibes are good. Still trying to win tickets to that live show, but I'm staying hopeful.
Oh, there's still plenty of time. We got tickets today.
Yep.
All next week.
Yep.
Yeah, we're dishing them out like candy.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Patrice is weighing in.
Oh, what's up, Patrice?
Yeah, I love her. Love her so much.
What's up, Breezy's fiance?
She said, great vibes. Worked out all 5 days this week. Excuse me. Let's sweat like a pig to look like a fox.
That's right.
Yep.
Good for you.
Sweating like a pig to look like a fox.
Patrice, you are hands down an absolute inspiration to this city.
No, she is. She definitely is. I love her so much. Very proud of her.
You should
very
be.
Very proud of her.
Because you are the one who inspired her to start working out. And I think that's great.
I wouldn't say that, but
oh, okay.
We definitely push each other. We went on a run yesterday. We're crushing it. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are great because I'm not doing a damn thing this weekend except going to a head spa. Love you. Jess and Jaden.
Hey, all right.
Oh, those
both of you guys?
A couple head spa moment. I don't think Jaden's going, but it is truly like something you will never experience in your entire life.
He's dropping his mom off with the old Chevy.
Oh, yeah. Candy Andy said the name actually started at work, and he thought he'd try it here, and it just caught on.
All right, so you prefer Candy Andy, not Candy Ass?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
That sounds great.
And last one, Morgan said, kicking off this Friday with a hangover. So vibes are just spectacular. Have a great weekend, guys.
Where did you go last night? What
Morgan,
did you do?
Morgan, not you ripping it up at karaoke.
Jack Daniels, honey shots, please.
I was at Nashville.
Fireball.
Remember when we had intern Hannah and she was like, are you guys coming to Nashie's tonight? And I'm like, no, we're not.
Definitely not doing that. Thank you for the invite, though. Not really. These are two people here that aren't really huge country people.
No.
No, I'm not. Nothing against a banjo.
They just all sound the same. My Chevy and my Bud Light. Like, okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was very good. All right, guys. Everyone knows Webster is... Wait, you know what? How's your vibes?
Just lost right over it. No worries. No, it's fine.
I'm thinking about everyone else, you know?
Vibes are good. I am... My girlfriends are coming over tonight to see our house for the first time.
Oh, yeah. I should stop. I should come through.
So... That'll be fun.
Is that like where there's apps and drinks? Like, should I bring something?
Yeah, we're just hanging out in our pajamas. It's like a slumber party. So
you should just say tonight's not the night. Yeah, you just say that.
Not tonight.
Okay.
We'll have you over for your own separate celebration.
Oh, really? See, this is the thing. I always have to come alone.
Why don't you... Well, who do you want to bring?
No, it's not that I want to bring someone, but if there's other people there, I can't be a part of it.
No, absolutely not. And I stand 10 toes down on that. But you can bring your Plantina next time and we'll do our own special celebration.
Story of my life. It's like every time I was in high school and it was time to take a test. Nope, couldn't take it with the rest of my peers. Had to send me to a separate room alone.
Yeah, I was there too. Don't worry about it. At least you're not still thinking about it.
Easy, Moose. All right, guys. Vibes are up this morning. The Bills are playing on Sunday, 1 o'clock against Jacksonville. It's a wild card game. We're all on pins and needles about this, the whole game, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
We're trying to think positive.
Ugh.
You know, it's going to be a great game. And
I'm panicking.
We'll talk about that because, like I was saying earlier, everyone knows Webster's worth life. It's where life is worth living. So they
allegedly.
Say. That's what they say. Tonight, Bills Mafia is allegedly getting very loud. There's a Bills hype party happening for Sunday's game.
Tonight?
And they're going to do it tonight.
Not the pep rally.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm going to give you all the details and how you can actually help at the same time make a difference. That's coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday, go Bills. Everyone knows Webster is where life is worth living.
Sure.
Allegedly. Well, now they're inviting all of Bills Mafia to get ready to get hyped for Sunday's big game. Webster Parks and Recreation is hosting a Buffalo Bills hype party. That's tonight from 6 to 8 at the Webster Recreation Center Gym on Chiota Drive. The event, obviously, I mean, it's free. But with a donation of a canned good or personal hygiene item.
Perfect.
To Webster Hope House. There's going to be plenty of food. I don't know what. Games, music, trivia. Wear all the things, guys.
We're all just dripping in Bills gear.
The Bills will be heading to Jacksonville this weekend to take on the Jaguars. The game is Sunday at 1 p.m. I'm almost positive it's CBS. But the winner of the game is going to move on to the division round playoffs. If the Bills win Sunday, then they're going to be facing either Houston, Texas, the Texans, the Pittsburgh Steelers, or the Denver Broncos. Back in 2017, I remember, Bills finally made it back to the playoffs and ended up losing to Jacksonville on wild card weekend. Now, 8 years later, they have a chance again to move on to the quarterfinals.
Okay.
So again, Buffalo Bills hype party tonight from 6 to 8, Webster Recreation Center Gym on Chiota Drive. It's free, but if you can bring a can, good.
It's giving pep rally.
Or personal hygiene product to help the nonprofit, mm-hmm. Webster Hope House. It would be so appreciated. You know, and then obviously you have the food there, the trivia, the games, and all the things to get hyped for Sunday's big game.
Yep.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Bills.
Coming up on the show, is it still considered bestiality if it's with a Muppet? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Hear me out is a game that Breezy brought to the table this morning that we're going to play coming up at 6:40. And I gotta tell you, I already have my five.
It took you literally 0.2 seconds. I'm like, at least you haven't been thinking about it. Oh my gosh.
Explain a little bit of how this works.
So basically, this is a game where we're going to come to the table with like five characters of the sort. So whether that be cartoon characters, just someone or something that is unconventionally hot to you specifically. So if I were to say, you know, I don't know, I really think the Cat in the Hat is hot.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, mm-hmm. Why? Can we explain that and go a little deeper?
Hear me out.
Yep, hear me out.
And guys, play along. 585-252-9800. We would love to hear yours.
Yeah.
Just, you know, so we don't feel as weird.
Right. Because it's going to get a little weird coming up next.
98PXY is free.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
And always will be. I
know. Peaks White Mornings, Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800. You guys can hit us up on the text line. Give us a call. This is a little game Breezy brought to the table this morning. And we're hoping you guys maybe can play along. So, we don't feel that out of our minds.
Yeah.
It's called Hear Me Out.
Yeah. It's a trend on TikTok. It's kind of an older trend. But nevertheless, it's still fun to play at any point in your life. And here's how it works. Basically, you typically do this with like a larger group of people so you can hear everyone's opinions, but we're a two-person show. We don't have a producer. We don't have an intern. So it's just the two of us.
That's fine. We do better that way anyways.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. But here's how it works. People bring their top 3 to 5 most unconventional characters that they find attractive to the table to say, hear me out. I have a crush on the Cat in the Hat. Hear me out. Here's why. And okay. You kind of explain like why it is that you find them attractive.
Just keep digging a hole.
Yep. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So we're going to go back and forth, you and I. And
all right, why don't you start?
And we want to hear from you too. 585-252-9800. If you have something that you want to bring to the table, we will read that live on air as well.
Okay, and this is basically why we feel like we could, like, do it with this character.
Well, I guess, you know, you always have to take things way too far, but
I just want to make sure we're playing the game right.
Sure, if you want to have sexual encounters with them, you do you. But I think I'm just going to explain mine.
Okay, fine. I just want everyone to know that this is a safe space. Go ahead, Breeze.
Is it, though? Mine, first out of the gate, hear me out. The grandpa from Up.
Oh, come on. Why? His pants?
His tennis balls on his cane.
Oh, yeah.
Do something to me. Like, although he's such a grumpy old man, I find him to be one of the cutest old men I've ever laid my eyes on.
You can't tell me you haven't run into a guy like that at least once in your life.
And he's up for adventure. You know, he's floating around in balloon houses. Like, I'm loving it.
Yeah. till he gets naked and you see all the bed sores.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think that far ahead.
So if you were to switch teams, it would be with the grandpa from Up?
Well, it could be the grandpa from Up or the four others that I have chosen on my list.
All right,
list.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Hands down, Miss Piggy. And hear me out. She's high maintenance. She's emotionally volatile. She's fully aware that she's the star. And I don't know, I'm drawn to that. You know,
not you just describing me.
She demands attention and somehow she gets it every single time. And I'm like, oh, damn, pop off.
You're fully just
also,
describing me.
She's devoted. She's a ride or die. Because I feel like Miss Piggy's she's the type of woman that's going to fight for you in public and have your back. Mm-hmm. She's got everything I could ever want in a woman. Thick thighs and pretty eyes.
Right. Wow. Not the open letter to Miss Piggy this morning. I hope she's not listening. That'll do something to her.
I hope she is. Go ahead.
All right, my next one up, hear me out, Rainbow Fish from the book.
Like the actual fish?
Yeah.
Let's make love tonight.
Okay, there's something about Rainbow Fish that, first of all, they're stunning. Second of all, if you remember the story correctly, the whole like origin story of Rainbow Fish was they were too much. They were too colorful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were trying to blend in. They were scared that they were different. And by the end of the book, they're fully embracing their sparkle and shine and their rainbow patches all over them. And honestly, I don't know if it's like I want to date these characters or if I just want to aspire to be them. Rainbow Fish is up there for me.
Okay, Rainbow
and honestly,
Fish.
Very cute.
Yeah. You sucking face with a fish. Beautiful fishes, though. Absolutely. The best fishes.
Only the top, yeah.
The greatest fish you've ever seen. Jessica Rabbit. Hear me out. She walks into a room, and I don't know what it is, man. Even as a kid, time would literally slow down. You know, Jessica Rabbit from Roger Rabbit?
Yep.
And here's the thing. She's not.
She's also busty, so.
No, well, yeah. She's not dumb, either. She's loyal, just like Miss Piggy. She chose the weird little guy, which I respect. That is a woman that knows exactly what she wants.
Moose is like, so you're telling me there's a chance.
That level of intention, it's dangerous in a good way. But also the walking sticks on that woman is to die for. Who else do you have?
Oh my God. Keep your literal pants on. I didn't mean for this to turn into something that you're making it, but there's that. Next on my list is Pink Panther. I honestly, there's something about the Pink Panther. He's just so sly and smooth, and he's always getting into something, right? And not to mention, his complexion is just out of this world. Yeah, he's kind of an ass. Not a lot of people like him, but I like him. Okay, and I think he's down to clown.
Okay, but yeah, Pink Panthers, that's a good one. I thought you were going to say Mr. Magoo. I feel like that's right up your alley, but you like what you like.
Yep.
Let's get to two more here. I'm going to have to go with Velma Dinkley from Scooby-Doo.
Wow.
Hear me out. I am a sucker for a woman in reading glasses.
Wow.
She loves the color orange. I love the color orange. Rich energy. She's got a ton of mystery solving skills, which I love. Mm. She never panics in any situation. And I'm like, that is so attractive.
You could watch true crime with her any day. You'd solve it on scene.
Velma Dinkley. I'm not like obsessed with her last name. Yeah, I can get down with a Velma.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead.
My second to last one is Olaf from Frozen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I just, like, there's something about him. He's hilarious. He is very selfless. He literally melted for Anna. And I just think humor over everything. No, he's not the most attractive character in that movie.
No,
he is not. But he is hilarious. And honestly, That's all sometimes I need is just some hilarity in my life.
Guys, listening, let this show you that funny guy always wins. You know what I'm saying?
Not always, but 95% of the time, yes.
And my last one, I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to go with Kermit the Frog. Hear me out.
Oh my God.
Emotionally available all the time. Creative.
Wow.
Famous. Soft-spoken, but also he's respected. He's a respected frog. And he holds together like an entire chaotic group of friends. You know what I mean? All while dating Mrs. Piggy.
Yeah.
He's emotionally intelligent. I think that's a green flag right there. If I were to switch teams one day, it would probably be, I'd have some deep conversation with Kermit. I'm just saying, I would. Me, okay. Myself, him, Miss Piggy. Well, I'll go out. Well, I'll go out on a Friday.
Wow. Not you and the cast and crew of Sesame Street. Is it Sesame Street? Yeah. Okay.
Was Miss Piggy Sesame Street?
Kermit?
Yeah. No.
No?
The Muppets?
Oh, the Muppets?
I don't know. It's been 30 years. Yeah.
I actually have no idea. I have no idea what I'm talking about. And if I were to switch teams, my final grand finale would be Sully from Monsters, Inc. We love a big guy with the shoulders. And every time you're hugging him, it feels like a warm blanket. I think he's misunderstood. And I think, yeah, he's a monster. And he could definitely do some damage. But when he's not screaming in your face, could be magical.
Yeah,
really could be.
Hugging him does. I feel like he's not really that aggressive, but wants to come off aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He's putting up a front, and I see right through it. So there's that. Let's get to some of our friends here. This person. Hear me out. The dad from Rocket Power. Right. Perfect. And then Candy Andy's here. He says Deadpool because he's so funny, sarcastic, and just absolutely crazy. And I love that about.
Oh, that's a good one. What about Lola Bunny from Space Jam? That chick is all business.
Yeah, I don't think she's unconventionally hot. I think a lot of people do have a crush on her.
I do. So. Yeah, I always did. She doesn't flirt. She dominates. She's confident. She's athletic. She wins and then bounces.
I get her and Jessica Rabbit confused, but that's neither here nor there.
Both of them are just...
All right, we should probably take a break for your safety. 98PXY
Traffic. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.